SMU Radio, your award-winning station. 2015 Intercollegiate Broadcasting System's Best Specialty Show finalist comment.
لكن في سؤال عندي أنا الآن، هل تعتقد الممثل لابد أن يكون يعني إنسان متوسع في أفكاره؟
In 2015 Best News Interview finalist Ben Cole with Scott Erlbacher.
Let's put you in West Virginia and running their Greek life. If this happened under your watch, what would you have done?
Society for Collegiate Journalists, first place internet radio overall excellence.
You are tuned into Underground Hits.
Welcome to Out of My Element.
This is Colonial Talk.
Sports Talk in the Berg.
Welcome to Literature Out Loud.
RMU Radio, your campus, your voice.
You're so naive, yes, so how could this be done with such a smiling sweetheart? Oh, and your sweet and pretty face is such a lovely way for something so beautiful. Oh, that every time I look inside, I know she knows that I'm not fond of asking. True or false it may be, or she's still out to get me. And I know, she knows that I'm not fond of asking. True or false it may be, she's still out to get me. I may say it was your fault, because I know you could have done more. Oh, you're so naive, yes, yeah, so your sweet and pretty face is such an ugly word. Something so beautiful that every time I look inside, I know she knows that I'm not fond of asking. And true or false it may be, or she's still out to get me. And I know she knows that I'm not fond of asking. And true or false it may be, she's still out to get me.
And welcome back, live from RMU. This is Pistol and the Fat Man. It is 9:08, and I'm your host, Pistol. I'm with Fat Man himself.
How's it going, guys?
Alex Jenkins.
Hi, Mom.
Matt Knobloch.
What's going on?
And John Jara.
Hey, what's up?
Most of you guys probably remember Alex and John from the last show. Matt is a new guest we have on tonight. Matt, why don't you tell the people a little bit about yourself?
He's overweight.
Yeah, Fat Man number two tonight.
Yeah, I am a pretty good accomplice here with Fat Man. We both have similar body types, enjoy a lot of the same foods. I mean, pretty much two peas in a pod.
You can't argue with that, buddy.
It's really fitting that you guys are roommates.
Yeah, we are also roommates. We both stay in C4 in the same room. It's a pretty good time.
We really compliment each other well.
Yeah, any you want to elaborate on your daily activities, how you guys interact in the suite?
All right, we both have similar schedules as well. So Monday, Wednesday, Friday, you'll usually catch us sleep until about 1 o'clock because we don't have class. Tuesday and Thursday, we do have to get up, be kind of productive. And then we pretty much lay around, play Xbox, eat food, make food in the microwave.
A lot of food in the microwave.
Especially bacon.
Yeah, I have seen both myself and Mr. Tony, the Fat Man, put down an entire pack of bacon by ourselves this year.
Several times.
Most people make popcorn when they're enjoying a nice movie. Well, the Fat Man himself, he makes a bowl of bacon, and he'll just be sitting there enjoying himself.
Popcorn's overrated.
You heard it here first. Alex, you want to talk about the wild card game? I know we were both down there last night.
Me and Pistol, we were at the wild card game. God. Overall, it was fun.
Yeah.
I mean, it was fun to be there.
It was a good time and all. I mean,
if you exclude the entire game, it was fun.
And we already have a caller. Wow.
That was quick.
Is it?
Hopefully the call line's working this week, guys.
I hope it's Jake Arrieta.
I really hope it's Jake Arrieta.
I have a word or two for him.
All right, while we're getting the caller on the line, Alex, why don't you tell us a little bit about the experience of the game last night?
It was fun. Like it was. I mean, they beat us fair and square, so I can't really complain about that. But like,
oh, you definitely have some complaints.
It just sucks. All right,
you guys ready to talk to my Aunt Jeannie from California?
All right, caller, yeah, come on.
And you are in the air, Aunt Jeannie.
Aunt Jeannie, are you there? Wow, we really need to get this call line fixed.
Yeah, 2 weeks now.
I think we're still having some technical difficulties. Alex, why don't you continue?
Well, I got yelled at by some lady sitting in front of me.
Was she a Cubs fan?
She was not a Cubs fan. Wow. She just thought I was annoying, but like I caught her texting someone calling me annoying. And I was like, I can see your Galaxy widescreen TV cell phone. Yeah, I can see you calling me annoying. And I don't know. Jake Arrieta is just sent from Satan to beat the Pirates. And I hope he breaks an arm. And fun fact for you, after the game, he tied his children to the bumper because they didn't have room in the car for his ego. His ego filled up the whole car, so they had to ride on the bumper.
Wow.
So fun fact, he abuses his children.
Wow. Child abuse is a horrible thing in society today, isn't it?
Oh, are you talking about Jake Arrieta?
Yeah,
he may be the poster
child. He didn't have
room
in his car for his kids because his ego took up all the room, so they had to put him on the trunk.
Yeah, I heard his son was allowed to drink last night in the post-game celebration.
Yes. There's actually a photo looming around there of his son
drinking
pouring
champagne
into his mouth.
Yeah, Jake Arrieta may be the worst father in all of MLB.
Wow, slander.
Fun fact, Jake Arrieta helped Tom Brady deflate footballs.
Really? That is interesting. Elaborate.
They told me.
Who is they?
Deep Throat. It's an inside source. Like the Richard Nixon guy, they said, you know, like the Watergate Deep Throat. Yeah, he told me. He's still kicking. He's still spilling dirty secrets.
All jokes aside, Alex, what do you think Arrieta's shots are here at the Cy Young?
He'll win the Cy Young. They're not going to win the World Series. The Cubs are not going to win the World Series, but he will absolutely win the Cy Young. Yeah, I think it's almost impossible he doesn't.
It's a sad day in society when you can win the Cy Young after being only relevant for 3 months of your life.
Thank you. He's literally been relevant for like a season and maybe a fourth because he was kind of good at the end of last year and he was pretty good at the beginning of this year.
Yeah.
He's literally been relevant for like 3 months and like a fourth of a season put together.
Yeah, average at best when he was in Baltimore. Maybe
mediocre. God, he was terrible in Baltimore. He was terrible. That's a compliment to say he was terrible.
He has been pitching very good, though, lately, you have to admit.
Oh, he's amazing.
I actually have
his
stats from Baltimore right here in front of me.
Oh, please read them.
The lowest ERA he had from 2010 to 2013 with Baltimore was 4.66.
Yeah, and then he ended this year with a 1.77.
Last year was his... Not counting this year, last year his best was a 2.53.
Yeah, he had a good second half last year too, but he was not nearly as good as he is now.
Now when Baltimore traded him, he had a 7.23, and then he still had a 3.66.
God awful.
Cubs.
He was terrible. I can't even fathom.
I think we might need a little surprise drug test here on Mr. Arrieta.
I agree.
Yes.
Would you say he gained like 50 pounds of muscle in the offseason?
Yeah, I think like 25 pounds of muscle in like his arms, his
legs,
his
butt. Well, he looks
jacked.
Have you ever seen him? He looks jacked. He's a big guy.
Yeah, I wouldn't mess with him.
I also want to point out that he did even better than Bumgarner did last year in the wild card game. He had one more strikeout and
it's
one
because
less.
Because Bumgarner was raised by like a jackalope and a kangaroo. That's why he's so viciously manly. Jake Arrieta was just a spawn of... of Satan, really.
You heard it here first, folks. Madison Bumgarner is a jackalope kangaroo, and Jake Arrieta is Satan.
A spawn of.
Okay, spawn.
I have a update right here of the ALDS. It's actually in a rain delay right now, bottom two.
Yes, sir.
Houston up three.
Houston's up 3-1. I'm pulling for the Oliver Perez was my favorite player in the Taiwan as a kid, and he's on the Astros now. And plus, like, the Astros were so bad.
Yeah, last
the fact that they're in the playoffs, I'm pulling for the Astros.
Yeah, I'm all with you. I'm gonna probably say Houston, maybe even Toronto. I'll root for them a little bit.
Yeah, I'm rooting for really as long as the Cubs or
anyone but
as long as the Cubs or the Cardinals don't win it. If the Dodgers win it, I'm gonna have zero opinion. Like, I'll be neutral because I'm pulling for the Mets, the Blue Jays, and the Astros. I'm a Mets fan. I was a Mets fan when I was a kid, so I'll pull for the Mets.
Yeah, why not? Should we get into the fantasy update now, or should we wait till we come back from the music?
Yeah, let's fire up the fantasy update now.
Oh, wow.
Let me set the record straight here first. I'm 0-4.
Worst commissioner out there.
And you have to add in the backstory that before the season started, Tony was just all talk about how he's the best fantasy football player in the world.
Yeah. The night of the draft, he was talking about how everyone else drafted the worst players, and he had the best team, but here he is now.
People say, or told me, Larry Fitzgerald early was going to be a bad pickup, but the 4-0, Briz and the boys are just leading the Natty Conference.
Tragic.
I mean, behind me is whatever Nate's team is, which is even more tragic.
Oh, God, Nate.
I mean, Matt knows a little bit about Nate, but we'll save that for later. We'll get
into
this.
You know what? Let's get into this now. Matt, why don't you tell us a little bit about Nate Wiley? A friend of yours from back home, came to Art Morris at the same time.
Yeah, there's not really much I can say about Nate. Mother always told you, if you don't have anything good to say, just don't say anything at all, so I'll just leave it at that.
Oh, and a quick
kind-hearted Matthew Knobloch.
All right, let's get back to this fantasy. Yeah, Matt. So 0-4, Tony Stigliano, the fat man. It's tough.
Yeah. It is tough.
I mean, I just love it. It's like the biggest irony of all. Like, the man talking the most crap, saying he's the best, and sitting way at the bottom at 0-4. Can't even get a win.
You think he'll get a single win this season?
Most likely not.
Yeah, I'm really hoping he doesn't.
I mean, I'm doing solid in my other leagues. I mean, I can't complain. I mean, but 0-4, it really hurts.
John Jarre, how's your team looking here?
I mean, 1-3. Should have had a big win last week. Didn't happen, though. But other than that, I'm still confident that I can pull out for this season. Me and you have a big matchup this week.
Yeah, I am actually playing John Jarre. I'm looking to take him down and prove to 3-2 on the season.
What is John's team name again? What team are you playing this week?
John's team is actually called the Golden Taints.
Is that named after the wide receiver, Golden Taint?
That is correct. Yeah, I have Golden Taint on my team. He's not doing too well for me. Let's say that.
Yeah.
Stay golden, pony boy.
And should we get back to the music, Ken? You want to throw something on, lighten up the mood? Wow. All
right, sounds good. We'll be right back on Pistol and the Fat Man. Here's a song by the Black Keys, Little Black Submarines.
I am Batman.
Little black submarines, operator, please put me back on. Told my girl I'd be back, operator, please. This is wrecking my mind. Oh, can it be? The voices calling me, they get lost and out of time. I should have seen it glow, but everybody we'll
How's it going, guys? This is Pistol and the Fat Man. That was Little Black Submarines by the Black Keys. Next, we're going to send you to a song by Kanye West. It's kind of an old one. Family Business off the album The College Dropout.
Tempo like on DJ Mustard, woo. I hit that Ginobili with my left hand up like, woo. Lobster and saline for all my babies that I miss. Chicken finger, french fry for them hoes that wanna dish. Jumpin', 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 them boys up to something. I think I need some Robitussin. Way too many questions, you must think I trust you. You searching for answers, I do not know nothing, woo. I see him tweaking, ain't no something's coming, woo. Jumpin', 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 them boys up to something, woo!
Yeah, the first player.
Yeah, but they vote for these awards before the postseason. So what he did yesterday has nothing to do with it, but I just think that they'll vote for him, even though I think Granky should win it.
I do, but Arrieta has also done nothing before this season.
Fact.
He's done nothing, absolutely nothing. Granky's done great year in and year out.
Yeah, but they can't give him the Cy Young because he did good like 3 years ago. But that is absolute fact, nonetheless.
All right, that's it for me.
All right, thanks, Wick.
Yep.
And that was the one and only Kyle Swick from Elwood City.
Yeah, Swick's pretty vocal there about not liking Arrieta.
Well, I don't like him either, but...
It was some good banter.
John...
What's going on here, boys?
I don't know. Fat Man, what's up? What are we having problems with?
Oh, no, I'm not having any problems, guys.
Oh.
Well, his
like
weight.
He was just flailing his arms in there trying to communicate something.
You all right?
Oh, I'll just let you know that I have wildest dreams ready for the people out there that your aunt requested.
Aunt Jeannie, this one is for you.
All right, guys, this is Pistol and the Fat Man with RME Radio. Got a little T-Swizzle coming at you. Be right back.
It's...
Bye.
cheeks. Say you'll see me again, even if it's just pretend.
And we are back. That was Taylor Swift's Wildest Dreams. Our next song, we're going to go from San Diego to Compton. This is Vince Staples off of Summertime 06 North North. This was his newest album. Hope you guys enjoy it.
You thirsty, please grab Sprite. My crib's lurking, don't die tonight. I just wanna dance with you, baby. Just don't move too fast, I'm too crazy. Man, down the avenue, get shady. Taking mine off that, we can dip in the whip, slide right back in the function. One wrong word, start busting. Put that on my Yankee hat. I'm a gangster, gangster rap. Where the ladies at? Every real know the difference. Bandana brown like a dope daddy shooting in the kitchen room. Northside never went to pilot. What's Rio? Coco, I love a Creole. T-scrap moving for the D-Lo, we know.
I ain't never ran from nothing but the police. I ain't never ran from nothing but the police. I ain't never ran from nothing but the police. From the city where the skinny kept strong heat. Northside Long Beach.
Northside Long Beach. Hit the counter, make a dollar, flip it. Split the dollars with my mama children. Folks need Porsches, need abortions. I just need your light of my business. Never no problem playing, no just never no problem spraying. No witnesses, no face, no case being with you. Hot belt broad day, didn't empty clips. Cut class, cause it wasn't belt cash. School wasn't no fun, couldn't bring my g- no change. Gonna come like Obama say. But they shooting every day around my mom and them way. So he put an A with Keanu and them stay. And that's for any to say, got a problem with me. I'm where I'm living, come and follow me. Pistol popping, poppy street.
I ain't never ran from nothing but the police. I ain't never ran from nothing but the police. I ain't never ran from nothing but the police. From the city where the skinny kept strong heat. Northside Long Beach.
Northside Long Beach. Nate Dogg still here cause like me. Police still scared cause like me. In the hood like a dollar sweet tea. Or a Louis Burger, you ain't with the business. Who you murder, you ain't heard of coach. Ain't best thing smoking out the city. Riding around with the same shotgun and shot Ricky. Little should have zigzagged and got his back wet. Now he running Northside. Fact check front with the gun talk. I ain't heard a clap yet. I'm on the front street. They didn't pass yet. Set for little halftime. Brody banged 5 blocks. So I hit you on me 5 times. Better grab y'all. Did it. Got away with it out the Civic. We been Long Beach City. Pay a visit. Park Ramona. Pop Black Dakota. Give a hell till it's frozen over. I ain't never ran from nothing.
I ain't never ran from nothing but the police. I ain't never ran from nothing but the police. I never ran from them, but the police.
All right, and a quick update here from the Pens game. Dallas has gone up 2-0 with a goal from Hemsky. And hopefully the Penguins can still come back here in the third and win this game for the season debut. And now we have an ad from one of our sponsors.
Hey Blues fans, this is Don Luisi, host of Damn Right I Got the Blues on RMU Radio. If you want to listen to a mix of blues, R&B, jazz, and soul from classic to contemporary artists, tune into my show, Damn Right I Got the Blues, on Thursdays from 4 to 6 p.m. on RMU Radio. Damn Right I Got the Blues, where we're keeping the blues alive one bit at a time, on RMUradio.com, your campus, your voice.
Thank you.
We are back.
How's it going, guys? We're going to talk to you guys a little bit about some fashion. Adam requested this. It's his expertise. Take it away.
Yeah, there's a lot of good sneaker releases coming up in the upcoming week. Fall has been real nice for sneakers. This Saturday, Jordan Brand is re-releasing the UNC Ones. The Jordan 1 came out in 1998. It's a classic silhouette. UNC College Michael Jordan went to. I actually have the 2012 release of this. Few little different things. I mean, I'm not going to re-grab it. What else do we have? James Harden, his Adidas deal. I don't know if any of you guys heard about that. He's making the big bucks. Tony, Fat Man, did you hear about that one? James Harden?
I did.
He's just cooking over there.
Speaking of new releases, Chris Paul's new sneakers about to drop soon, or maybe it already did. Do you happen to know about that?
Yeah, a few colorways of that came out, especially the green glow or jade colorway. It's a gray with a light green glow-in-the-dark midsole. It features a lot of textile leather on the upper with a mesh, has the unlock zoom in the forefoot. So, I mean, all in all, it's a nice performance shoe for the fall. You could even rock it. The big release, two big releases for the fall would be your Supreme Air Jordan 5. Alex, you have something?
Yeah, there are shoes you can only wear in the fall.
No, I'm saying they came out in the fall.
I mean, I own two pairs of shoes, so, you know, sorry.
Not exactly a fashion
expert. What about your roommate?
Heard he likes designer clothes, maybe?
Yeah, designer.
Yeah, Adam thinks he has fake clothes. Adam knows he has fake clothes.
That's pretty much guaranteed.
He doesn't like it. Well, no, Adam knows about this stuff, so.
Yeah. Speaking of, I mean, we can go baseball and shoes. Last night, who was on the Cubbies? Someone on the Cubbies was rocking a PE of the Air Jordan 4 in all blue. I think it might have been Castro. I mean, sick shoes, but terrible player. Hate him.
Yep. Fact.
anything you want to finish up? A few closing thoughts, boys?
Yeah, Tupac is actually still alive.
I concur, Doctor.
Ooh, he is indeed alive.
Yeah,
we have done there. And C4 has done extensive research, and we can tell you with 100% certainty that he is alive and well. Pac, if you're out there listening, we got you back.
You know what? Next week, maybe a good idea would be kind of like a
have Tupac on the show.
Yeah, exactly. Maybe we can release some of our findings, talk about it.
Talk about different conspiracy theories.
If he's out there, maybe bring him on and play some of his tunes. Should be a good time.
Yeah, maybe him and STR could freestyle.
That'd be amazing.
A little battle rap, STR versus Tupac. You heard it here first. Tupac is alive, and he will be spitting against STR.
Alive and well.
I'm not going to go well. He's probably up there in age. What do you think he's at?
I think he's at like in his 40s.
Like I'm sure we late can find 40s. I'm sure we can find an exact number. But
not only is Tupac alive, but he's actually reversed the aging gene. He doesn't age. He's still 26.
I like it. You heard it here first, guys. Tupac is still alive. He's 26, and he is doing well. All right, that's all for the show tonight, guys.
Tune in next week for more conspiracy theories.
Definitely. It's been real fun this time. Army Radio, Pistol and the Fat Man. See you next week.
Oh, man.